Proclamation number 4664 of 10th of June, 1949. Demonstrating the love of God through laboring charity. Only that is valid before my eyes which is love as its principle. You'll ask yourselves in what way I want love for me to be expressed, and I can only ever give you the answer, through active neighborly love. You should never harm your neighbor, you should never cause him suffering, you should never let him ask in vain if he needs your help, and you should never let him live in want of his soul. For this is a special work of neighborly love that you come to the aid of your neighbor's soul while it is still languishing in darkness. What you do to your neighbor I regard as proven to me and reward you accordingly. I give you my love in return, and to be allowed to receive my love truly means everything as long as you live on earth. You will not always feel my love physically. It is something spiritual and can only be felt as blissful. You will only be aware of it at times, or else you will have constant evidence of my love and grace through the acceptance of my word, which I myself dictate to you as a sign of my heartfelt fatherly love. Anyone who has this word of mine can know himself loved by me even if he does not know the feeling of bliss on earth. Then I have my wise reason for this, for I truly know every person's life of feeling. I know how easy it is to lose the bond with earth and only want to dwell in spiritual regions. This is not beneficial for the soul, and therefore I still keep the hearts imprisoned. I burden them with earthly worries and thereby prevent them from sensations which would cloud the soul's clear vision, but which is absolutely necessary because I myself want to take abode in the heart and be heard, and this should happen in a state of sober thinking. I come to you myself. I occupy the heart of the one who has prepared it for me and now instruct him from within, without external influence and external teachers. Thus I express my love through this. What is more understandable than that I also demand love, which you should now demonstrate towards your neighbor. 11th of the 6th, 1949. Therefore, what you should do in order to please me, in order to also gain my love, can only be borne by love for your neighbor. For you can do nothing else for me myself but acknowledge what has emerged from my strength of love, and thus, if you want to love and honor me, also love what I have created. And since I created the human being in my image, and therefore, even if he has become imperfect, he shall shape himself into my image again, he is also worthy of the love of his fellow human being. You are all my living creations and should love each other. Then you will also give me as the Father the right pleasure, then I will also be able to embrace you all with my infinite love, for then you will already accept the being which can join mine, which is pure love in itself. Understand that without love no one can become blissfully happy, because love is divine and a godlike being belongs to beatitude. And therefore you should be good towards your neighbor. You should helpfully try to remedy every need. You should not offend him, not harm him, but always consider him your dearest brother to whom the Father's love belongs again. Every thought, every action, every word should only ever radiate love. Then you will gain my pleasure. Then I will accept this love for your neighbor as love for myself and return this love to you with all sincerity. Amen.